from Oroville, 23rd July 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Danielle.
And Chloe, Tulsi, Christophe, I see better, Uriel, Andrea, and Chloe. And Samuel, who just came in.
Good. Well, the weather in Oroville today is sunny, but it's overcast. There's a strong chance of thunderstorms and 30 to 40% chance of rain today through Thursday night. The winds are out of the southwest, 15 to 21 kilometers per hour, with temperatures 27 to 31 degrees. Now, here's an excerpt from the presentation of Marc Luyck's new book, The Knowledge Society, A Breakthrough Toward Genuine Sustainability.
What is in my book is what I feel about what happens in the society worldwide today. The first part is a scenario, is a story of the years 2050. I do not pretend this is the truth, but one of my friends, Willis Harman, was saying, in doing positive scenarios towards the future, we project positive energy towards the future. How the world could change, but in a positive way. So that was the first chapter. And then the first part of the book says, there is really one civilization, one paradigm, which is dying quickly. The industrial, capitalist, Western-dominated world. C'est la fin. Why? Because the Western people are bastards? No. This is not, perhaps it's true, but we have succeeded with the industrial tools to send people to the moon. Okay, très bien. But now we are confronted for the first time in the history of humanity with the possibility to kill ourselves. The consciousness of every citizen in the world, from the right to the left, from the business to the parliamentarians, everyone agrees now that we are in danger of collective death.
The Working Committee, at the instance of the International Advisory Council, has called for a general meeting on Wednesday, that's today, 23rd July, 5 p.m., Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, Bharat Nevis. The topic is to share ideas with the International Advisory Council about the BBC film on Oroville and other issues. Capoeira. It's an art form, a blend of martial art, game, and dance, which originated in Brazil. It began in the 16th century, an obvious result of slave trading that took place in conjunction with the previously slaved native Indians. Capoeira was created and developed by the slaves brought from Africa. The participants form a roda, that means a circle, and they take turns playing instruments, singing, and sparring in pairs in the center of that circle. Capoeira does not require any physical skills, and people from any age, culture, or physical ability welcome to join. Practice takes place at Tamarai Cultural Center in Eriançavari on Monday and Wednesday, 6:30 a.m. until 7:30, and at New Creation Gym, Monday evening, 7 to 8, and Saturday, 4:30 until 6. Emergence in Concert, on Saturday the 26th of July at 8 p.m. at the Bharat Nevis Auditorium. Emergence is a blend of acoustic Indo-pop in both English and Tamil. And this concert is a way of showing thanks to the community in Newgate. They played 17 times, and now they have returned. A few words to ponder from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Be not the slave of your own past. Plunge deep into the sublime seas, deeply dive and swim far, so that you'll be able to come back with self-respect, new power, and an advanced experience that it shall explain and overlook the old. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. And thanks for listening.